Father, we pray thy blessings upon the tithes and offerings of our hands. Use them for thy glory, for Christ's sake. Amen.
Breathe the prayer.
this is Christian Home Week, and of course today being a National Recognition Day for mothers everywhere, I found an interesting text in the book of Judges, chapter 14 and verse 3, in which Samson is asking the consent of his father and mother, to whom the one that he should marry, they thought unfit, and yet he rejected their wise advice. And the text is very captivating because Samson is taken in by the looks of this woman. And the text reads, "Then his father and his mother said unto him, Is there never a woman among the daughters of thy brethren, or among all thy people, that thou shouldest go and take a wife of the uncircumcised Philistines? And Samson said unto his father, Get her for me, for she pleaseth me well." The thing was inexcusable that he should make such a choice when Samson lived in a land where Ruth and Miriam and Esther and Mary and all of the godly women were brought up. Today, women have an increase in the opportunities they have. They have privileges that they had never had before. Women today are better educated, and I might say women today, maybe the majority of them, are getting better educated than men. And if this continues to advance in the mentality rate, before long the majority of men will have a difficult time finding a wife who will have sufficient ignorance enough to make them a marriage. And no man needs to marry a fool. I think they're almost in every town in the countryside and in lots of homes, conscientious women who are worshipful of God, who are self-sacrificing, who are godly women. But Samson in our text is going to marry a fool. But some of you would say, well, that's all right, that's his choice. But it was a disaster for him. His parents asked him if there was not a woman among their own group fit for him to marry. Now, finding a wife is very interesting, and a man ought to find an honest woman. It was early in the evening, and the TV program from the local station flashed an emergency bulletin. Someone had seen an adult scooping up two children, putting them in the trunk of the car, and speeding away. Immediately the bulletin said, "If your children are not at home, look them up. Check on your neighbor's children. See where they are." So the description was given out of the car, and the police had the information of the would-be kidnappers. The whole city went into a search. The children who were not at home, the parents were upset. The neighbors hunted for their neighbors' children. Some of the women wept at two children being stuffed into the trunk of a car. The TV station was jammed with calls. Parents were calling to see whether or not their children had been found, they were unfound at the present. Later on in the afternoon and in the evening, as the time wore on, the 10 o'clock news came on, and the apparent kidnappers were parents. They had put two children in the trunk of the car so they could drive into the drive-in movie without paying the tickets for two children. And the car was found in the drive-in movie with the entire family enjoying the entertainment, including the children, now untrunked, well and happy. Now that's a true episode. Now when you're going to find a wife, you need to find somebody that's honest, and somebody that's trustworthy. You will need divine direction. No choice should be made without divine direction. An English poet advocated that you pray in reference to finding the right person in marriage. Now, some people laughed at that, but I think they were later on laughed out of the other side of their mouth, because without divine guidance you are apt to blunder. Samson here and his woman of Timnath practically wrecked his life. It was very much like Job, whose wife had nothing to prescribe for his carbuncles, only to say to him, curse God and forget your religion. Ananias, a liar, could have probably been cured had he not been married to Sapphira, who was a known liar. John Wesley, one of the best men who ever lived, was united to one of the most outrageous, scandalous women ever to walk the face of the earth. She sat in the chapel while he preached and made faces at him. Well, there are lots of unworthy wives on the face of this earth. They give themselves to drugs or to alcohol in extreme. There are other pitfalls in the choice of a wife. Samson was depending purely upon looks for the choice of a wife. And so he was looking at artificial things. Well, sometimes people do not know what they are marrying after the dressmaker gets through and the hair adjuster gets through and the dance master gets finished and the cosmetic artist completes their work. How on earth can an unsophisticated man decipher with accurate judgment what he is now offering his hand to? Well, we know that there were things that did not work out because Ahab mistook Jezebel for an Esther. And when you're unhappily yoked together, how difficult it is, even though the preacher might get you up and recite the ceremony backwards for you and try to remarry you, that would not do good. What I'm saying is you need divine direction. You remember Eve was made for Adam. Adam didn't have a large group to select from, his wife. And fortunately, it was Eve or nothing for Adam, you know. And there is in all of this world, however, somebody that was made for you, as certainly as Eve was made for Adam. But all sorts of mistakes are made, because Eve was made out of a rib from Adam's side. Nobody knows which of his 24 ribs was taken. But if you depend upon yourself in the selection of a wife, there are 23 possibilities to one that you will select the wrong rib. Now, Ahab selected Jezebel, and she taught him to steal. Macbeth, whose wife taught him to massacre. John Milton married a woman after he was blind, and he said, somebody said, she's like a rose. He said, yeah, I know it. I feel the thorns, you know, that I have. But we need divine direction when we marry. The Englishman who said that his wife made a pledge that she would dance on his grave, willed his body to be buried at sea. Well, that made it a little bit difficult for her to fulfill that mission. But what I'll say is, you need Almighty God. You need to pray morning, noon, and night for this in the right way at the right time. All right, let me give you one or two bits of advice now. There's some things you ought to avoid when you're choosing a wife. One thing is, you ought to avoid these matchmakers. There are some celebrated matchmakers in every community. And if you depend on these brokers of matrimony that are always planning to put some individual together, how can any individual know what two individuals that God knows what's right for them? They may be ignorant about all the future. If you listen to all the matchmakers, you're going to be like Solomon. Solomon was in his palace. He was walking in a wide room with broad doors and long halls. And some woman was berating him. He retreated to the housetop. He got on top of the house and he saw some poor old man over there on a mattress by himself. No covering, just the sun shining on him. And Solomon looked at him and he said, "It is better to dwell in the corner of the housetop than with a bawling woman in a wide house." So Solomon knew that he had made a wrong choice. He repeated that when his roof leaked in the palace, and they put a pan or a bucket under it to catch the water. You know how the drop of water hits that thing and just goes ping, ping. And he had a woman that was quarreling with him at that time. He picked up his pen and he wrote, "A continual dropping on a very rainy day and a contentious woman are alike." Well, Solomon could tell you some things to avoid because he did not go about this in the divine way. And you need to avoid scoffers when you're going to make a choice of someone to marry. Now let me finally say to you, you need to look for some great qualities in the woman you're going to marry. You do not need a butterfly in the sunshine or a gossiping gadabout or some painted doll, but you need somebody that's going to be sincere and somebody that's going to be earnest and somebody that's going to be a worthy woman. Samson made the mistake. He thought beauty was all that was involved. And he settled his question on the matter of his eye and not on the matter of good judgment by his parents. You need to talk to God, really, when you're going to decide this issue. The other night when I was working on this sermon, my telephone rang. As some lady on the other end of the line said to me, "Is this the man of the house?" "Well," I says, "I don't know what you're talking about." She said, "I mean, is this the man in charge?" "Well," I said, "this is God's house. This is the church, and God's in charge. Do you want to talk to him?" And the woman said to me, "No, that'll be all right, thank you." And she hung up. What I'm saying to you is, if you're going to make a choice, you need to talk to God about it and ask him about it. I think, quite often husbands, they ought to be grateful to God for the wives they have. When you look at some of the women we have in our church, I'm amazed at their choice of a husband. But when I think about how wonderful it is when I see two people that I believe have prayed about it, and they have come to this decision, and how wonderful it is that they are sincere and together and earnest. Old Sam Jones said he was a Methodist evangelist many years ago. He said one day when he arrived in heaven, and he came up to the angels and they were going to congratulate him that he had finally gotten there, because he'd had a pretty rough life out before him. He said, "No, I'm not taking any honor or praise now," he says, "but I want you to hunt up my mother, who took me by the hand and walked with me in life until I was 8 years of age, and then died." And she said to me, "I cannot come back to you, but you can come to me." And so she died. And Sam Jones said it was going to be his joy to look her up and to thank her for being a wonderful woman and mother. The only memories he had was till he was 8 years of age. Well, DeWitt Talmage told about his daddy, who married the plainest woman, he said, in the community. He said, "She was not the beauty queen, but she was a queen of beauty in her life. She reared her children." And he said when she was dying, his father was sitting there and they were talking over the years, their ups and their downs, their failures, their successes. And then on the lips of both, a goodbye, encouraging each other until they should meet in that other world. Well, a neighbor sitting by said, "She's gone." Took him by the arm and said, "You'd better go into the other room and wait a while." He said his daddy, 82 years of age, said to that neighbor, "Wait a minute. I must take one more look at that face and those hands." And then he exclaimed, "Beautiful, beautiful." Thank God for mothers. And thank God for choices. Is there never a woman among us who is fit for you to marry of the godly women of Israel? And Samson said, "I desire this woman of Timnath." Old Jenkins said, "I walked through the cemetery one day and I saw a tombstone, one word, mother. And then it had a carving on it. It had the carving of a hand. And he said, the index finger pointed upward." That's just it, mother. You can point upward, are in another direction. When you come to make a choice, do it with divine measurements. And may God bless each mother to be the best, and each man who has made a choice to love faithfully the one you have taken. We're going to sing now hymn number 187. 187. And as we do so, if there is one here today who is not a Christian, would like to come, I invite you to come and unite your life with Jesus Christ. If you are here and your membership is somewhere else and you'd like to make this your church home, come by letter or by statement. If there is indeed some other pressing decision, I would invite you to come, take your place on the front pew, give God your heart, and let it be known unto him what your decision is. You have a choice to make. I trust it will be to serve him. While we stand and sing, will you respond?